Well, hello and welcome back again to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And you may be tuning in and listening to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play, or you may be tuning in right now to our live streaming on YouTube and also on Facebook. So to let you know this is raw and real, I'm going to stand up right now and get some light turned onto the subject. Because I forgot to turn my light on with this new studio setup. So there we go. We should be a little bit better. So anyway, if you are brand new to tuning into the show, we talk about all things real estate investing here at Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. We talk about single family houses. We talk about commercial deals. We talk about land, self-storage, wholesaling, apartments, and everything you can think of in between. And we also talk a lot about mindset. And as you've heard me talk about, it's very hard to own real estate that you stand on until you actually own and control the real estate that exists between your ears. So I've got a special guest today that's going to be talking with us about mindset. But before I introduce my special guest, I want to give you all a very, very big reminder and announcement. So you might be watching right now on YouTube live streaming that we've got going on. You might be watching on Facebook live streaming. And by the way, if you are live right now on Facebook or YouTube in particular, you are able to put your questions or your comments in the comment bar below while we've got our guests live here on the show. So any questions you've got regarding mindset or anything along the topic that we're talking about today, be sure and put your questions in the box below and we'll get your questions answered with my special guest. But before I bring him on, the big announcement. So folks, here it is. Right around the corner in the next few days. In fact, we're talking only a couple of weeks out. My next live event that I'm going to invite you to, you can come for free. It's a $3,000 ticket. And the name of the event is the Real Estate Cash Flow Conference. And what happens at this event, it's going to be February 26th, 27th, and 28th, right here in Eastern North Carolina. At this live event, we're going to be talking about all things relating to real estate investing, particularly single family houses. But if you haven't tuned in before now, I'm known as the Private Money Authority. And the reason for that is because from 2003 to 2009, I was investing in single family houses and I got cut off like the rest of the world did with no funding in 2009. I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money. And since that time, I haven't missed out on a deal because I didn't have funding. So at this live event, we're going to have private lenders that you can actually network with at the event. I'll be teaching private money on the first day. The afternoon of the first day, we'll be going on the rehab bus tour where we actually go look at our houses that we have projects that are underway. We'll be showing you houses that we just acquired, houses that are under the renovation process, and those that are completely finished and staged and now being marketed. You'll meet my team and how you can duplicate my business model. You'll meet my contractors, how I do business with them, our interior designer. You'll meet our realtor and the entire team. On the second day, I'll be teaching you my foreclosure system, how we find motivated sellers before other real estate investors even know they exist. Also teach you on the second day my three-day selling system process, how we can sell any house in 3 days or less. And then the afternoon of the second day, we have private lenders come to the event that you get to network with. And then on the third day, it's all about automation, how you're able to actually work in this business less than 10 hours per week. So if you're remotely interested in, if you're brand new, you've never done a real estate investing deal and you want to learn all about real estate investing, this event's for you. If you're a seasoned real estate investor and you're looking for more funding for your deals, regardless. And I'm not talking hard money, folks. I'm talking actual private money. If you're interested in getting more funding for your deals, regardless of your experience or your credit or anything like that, this event is for you as well. So I'm going to give you the special URL, the special website right now. that you can go check it out and you can get registered for free. Again, it's right around the corner. When you register, you will immediately get an email notification with the hotel information and the special room block rate that we've got. So get right on over to www.jayconner.com/live-event, all spelled out LIVE EVENT. That website again is www.jayconner.com/live-event. Again, that's right around the corner, February 26th, 27th, and 28th. We're going to have the movers and shakers coming from all over the nation. The networking opportunities at this event are unbelievable and amazing. So you definitely want to get there. All right. So on with my guest. Again, if you're just tuning in with us now, now if you're listening to the podcast or watching the replay on YouTube, obviously what I'm getting ready to say doesn't apply. But if you are watching live right now on one of our YouTube channels, or if you're watching live right now on Facebook live streaming, go ahead and put in the comment bar. Say hello and your first name and what city and state you're from. We always like to know who's tuning in. And also beyond that, you got any questions for my guest that I'm getting ready to introduce? We're talking about the mindset. And this is going to be not only for real estate investing, but personal life, any kind of business you're in. Go ahead and get your questions in the comment bar and we'll get your questions answered. So let me introduce my guest to you. I'm excited to have, he and I are in a mastermind group together. And his name is Peter Kolot. He's also known as Polish Peter in the industry. And Peter is known as a transformational coach, particularly for immigrant entrepreneurs, but also any business owner that's here in the United States. So because of Peter's ability to speak into people's lives, he's able to dive deep into what's holding someone back from being successful. He's also been referred to as Polish Tony, a.k.a. Tony Robbins, by his students. Well, Peter was originally born in Poland, and he came to the United States when he was only 14 years old, unable to speak English and just a suitcase in his hand when he was only 14 years old. Peter landed in a small town, a suburb in the city of Detroit. Well, let's fast forward on to today. Peter now owns a successful national business development and coaching company that's worked with high 6- and 7-figure businesses in 16 different countries all around the world. So his clients consistently return positive ROIs on their businesses. And one of his recent clients and stories that one of his clients got to experience is they passed over 100,000 leads directly from Facebook. Yes, Peter, I want to talk to you about that. His client got over 100,000 leads from Facebook that resulted in over $250,000 in profit. Well, just a few years ago, the word started spreading about Peter, and he ended up being featured in Fast Company magazine as one of the top 100 most influential people on the internet and is in the top 10% of the most connected LinkedIn profiles in the world. I want to talk to you about that as well, Peter. Sounds like you're a LinkedIn expert. So anyway, Polish Peter runs a successful online podcast. He's the founder of the first ever immigrant entrepreneur-centered mastermind called Immigrant Masters Unite. So on a personal level, he's got three kids, loves his Detroit Red Wings, and loves to travel around the world. He's a connector of people, which won't surprise you. And he embraces his Polish roots as part of his character, and after 27 years, still calls Michigan his home. So Peter, with that introduction, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Jay. I really appreciate it. And I know my accent kind of gives it away a little bit about where I might be from. But I'm so happy to be on this particular podcast. And I'm glad to support you and help your listeners change and alter, shift their mindset, you know, because that's where it's at.
Well, you know, your topic, mindset, our attitude, the filter that we see everything and how we process everything coming into our brain is one of my very, very important topics. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in on one of our live stream channels, Be sure and comment below with your questions, and Peter and I will get you all your questions answered. We're focused today on mindset, not as just relates to real estate investing, but, you know, at large, personally, and any other type of business. So, Peter, you came here to the United States all the way from Poland when you were only 14 years old with your suitcase in your hand. And so you're like big time starting from scratch. What is it that brought you here to the United States from Poland? What happened?
Well, long story short, back in the 80s, you know, Poland was a communist country. So what was happening a lot of times is, you know, people, as much as communism says, you know, we're going to take care of you and all that kind of things, people didn't really have a lot to live on, right? And when I was about 8 years old, my parents got divorced. And as the divorce happened, we got kind of pushed out of the apartment that we were living in. And my mom was looking for ways to make money, you know. And one of the things that was happening back then in the 80s is United States was the land of opportunity, where literally kind of like people are thinking that money grows on trees kind of here. And she came over here to make some money. And as she came here and started growing, you know, her own life and bought a house here for herself and then brought me and my sisters back here when I was 14 years old. So that's how I ended up coming here to the United States. And on this point, I still believe to this day that United States is the land of opportunity, because I don't know any other place in the world where you can do what, for instance, you know, the real estate investors do. I mean, how many countries can you go and freely go and buy houses and flip houses and make money doing it? It's amazing. So that's how I ended up here.
Yeah. So, of course, you are a real estate investor yourself. You've done projects and developments in the past. But I want to hear more of your story. I want my audience to hear more of your story. And that is, why and how did mindset and that topic become such an important topic in your life?
Well, to be honest with you, the reason why it became so important, because when 2007, 2008 came around, I was back then doing a lot of real estate developments here in Michigan. I did multifamily houses and churches and industrial buildings, all kinds of different things. And I saw what was happening in the marketplace, you know, like we were starting to see the properties basically not working, right? I mean, developers were leaving the state and all that kind of stuff. So I decided to start my own business and starting to do something on the side, because I was working for this development company when I was part of the development and stuff like that. Anyway, as I went to my own, I was struggling a lot in the business. I mean, I made so many mistakes growing my company and running this business and all kinds of different things. And as I have been doing it, I started struggling a lot more in the relationship. At the time, I was married. I had three kids. And I was doing a lot of hours. I was putting 100 and 120 hours a week doing this stuff, you know, to a point where I would be doing stuff in the evenings, right? And I think a lot of real estate investors who are working from 9 to 5 can probably relate to some of this thing. And long story short, about 2010, 2011, my wife came to me one day. Actually, I was at a big RIA, which I was speaking. I was selling my own courses because I was teaching investors how to, you know, market their companies and then their businesses online, right? Because I figured it out online how to do that, right? So I was teaching them and I did great at this event. And I'm just, you know, finally things are turning around. I'm making things happen. And so I come home and my wife at the time was not being very open with me. You know, I'm like, what's wrong, honey? You know, what's the matter, right? And she finally said, you know, you want to know what's wrong? And I'm like, what? And she goes, well, I want a divorce. And from that moment right there, my whole life kind of like flashed to a point, because I remember when I was 8 years old, my parents got divorced. When I was getting divorced in that particular age, my oldest was 8 years old as well. And I'm like, I'm thinking I'm being such a great husband. I'm doing all this stuff, spending 120 hours a week and all those kinds of crazy things. And my life is falling apart right in front of me. So I'm like, something has to change. What is going on here, right? And I started really diving deep into who I am, why I'm doing this stuff, and figuring out this whole mindset stuff, because up to this point, I thought I had it figured out and nothing was really working. And when I finally started looking into, you know, my own story, my beliefs about myself and the world and other people and all those kinds of crazy things, that's the whole new world kind of opened up, you know, those blind spots that I call them, that a lot of people have, started opening up. And that's basically how I went into it. Didn't end up saving the marriage, because at that point my wife was basically checked out. But what has happened, came out of that is, I became a completely different person. All of a sudden after that, after I went through that period, my life started turning around for the better, and I started making more money than I have ever done before. And my life started working, you know, not only just business, but my personal life, my life with my kids, everything. And, you know, because we are the common denominator among all of this. So yeah, that's where I started.
Your story reminds me of how it's so true and so often that our quantum leaps that we experience as human beings and individuals, to where our biggest growth takes place, actually comes out of a really sometimes traumatic experience or hardship or adversity, and that's when it turns around. Has that been your experience?
Well, I mean, looking back on my life, it has been a lot of that. You know, I mean, I am, you know, I was raised Catholic. I know myself as Christian, and I believe that God puts you through all these different things to be able to go through it, to have this become part of your story. And for me, as I look back in my life, you know, the reason why I'm sitting here right in front of you right now speaking is because of all the different hardships that I went through, you know, and those difficult moments happen for a reason, I believe, and they happen to open up a whole new way that you start looking. I mean, I will tell you this, Jay, up until that point in my life, one of the things that was holding me back from my success that I did not see, I literally could not see it like that was me, was the fact that I'm a people pleaser. And I was a huge people pleaser. And up until that point, I didn't even know that. And then finally, I got a coach and I started having conversations about that. And boom, all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, people pleaser. And I see how this has affected in so many different areas of my life. But when it comes to seeing that, sometimes it's those hardship moments that, you know, like I saw somebody just posted under one of your listeners about builds perseverance, right? And I think hardships also build clarity. They help you take you to the next level. And the other thing, I look at the hardships as a building step to where you want to go. It's, you know, Tony Robbins talks about pain and sacrifice. And pain is inevitable. It's going to happen. And you can use it to take you down, or you can use it to actually build you up, to actually take you to the next level. And I think those hard moments are there for you to lead you to the next level, to where you want to go. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. We've got a lot of comments coming in. And I see Eternal posted here as he's viewing here on the live stream. He says, hardships builds perseverance. And there's no doubt about that. Let me ask you this, Peter. Do you think it's coincidental that you got a divorce like at the same time, and it's like you repeated the process and the experience of your parents?
No, I be honest with you, I don't believe that's a coincidence, because we are human beings and we live in patterns. And if you think about it, even from a day-to-day basis, right, you do things in a pattern, right? You get up pretty much the same way, you brush your teeth the same way, you know, you do things, you drive to work the same direction, same road, and we build those habits, you know, we build those way that we live. So it's, I don't believe it's a coincidence. And the reason why these kinds of occurrences happen is because you start going into life in specific ways, right? Different people come into your life, different experiences, different circumstances, and all of a sudden, sometimes this happens, and then you start opening up a whole new different way of looking at life. So the fact that my, you know, I was divorced when my oldest was 8 and I was 8 years old, I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you my definition of coincidence. You ready, Peter?
Bring it on.
My definition is God's way of staying anonymous.
Perfect. I love that.
So let's bring this conversation home to where the audience and our viewers and listeners can apply what we're talking about. So let's go back to that time in your life where here you are, your wife says, I want a divorce. And so this is like a wake-up call that you get. Mm-hmm. So let me frame the question. So my guess is a lot of our viewers and audience that are tuning into the show or either watching a replay or listening to the podcast, they may be going through a time in their life right now or very recently, and they haven't gotten over it. They've gone through a time in their life. I mean, it's like they're stressed out. They like just want to go crawl in a hole. They're asking themselves, what in the world can I do to get out of what my dad used to call the box? How do I get out of the box? I feel like life, I feel like the world, I feel like everybody is pressing down on me. What do they do, Peter? What did you do when you were going through this very, very difficult, challenging time in your life? What did you do to break free of those feelings and move forward?
Well, that is a great question, because when you are in that particular time in life, nothing seems to make sense, right? I mean, you feel like there is so much pressure, and like you said, people are coming down and all those kinds of things. And what tends to happen is we start living in that pattern within ourselves, right? You wake up every single day and you're feeling that pressure, right? The way your thoughts are going in a certain direction, you start thinking about certain things and you start asking those questions like, why is this happening? And all those kinds of things. And what ends up happening is pretty quickly, we start going down deeper and deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole, or as you call it, that box, right? And my question to the person would be, if I was having a coaching conversation for them, one of the first things I would ask, like, what if there is no box? What if there is no this rabbit hole kind of a thing, right? And the reason behind that is because what ends up happening is you start to reframe what you're focusing on. You start to look from a different perspective, right? What if there is no box? That means that there might be something else. There might be something to look towards the future, right? Because the pain is that's going to be for a specific time in your life. It doesn't need to remain for inevitable time. And when you start to realize that, you might start to see that I can actually use that pain to get me to where I want to go, right? I can focus in a way that's going to help me move to where I want to go. So a lot of times what I start doing with people is, one, start bringing them in my own group, right? Like I mentioned it earlier, I have my coaching group, right? So I have one coaching student who came into our group, and that particular person was going through a really tough time in their life to a point where they got beat down and all kinds of things. So I started having conversations with her about this mindset and started bringing her within the group, right? Having people come around her to support her, to build her up and all those kinds of things. And eventually you start to come out of that hole because you see that there is a different way, right?
Look forward to having you as a guest on the next show, Peter, not too far down the road. And to everyone that's tuning in, either here live or watching the replay, here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. See you on the next show. Bye for now.